Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 10/29/2020. Live show. For many shall come in my name, saying I'm Christ and shall see many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, there's something right there. That's what the Lord wants you to do, is to endure to the end. Don't go out and throw yourself down to the ground and say, well, I'm going to just die right away. And, you know, the Lord says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which in the field return back to take the clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. But, listen up, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or them, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get really wild. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and it shineth even unto the west, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever the carcass is, wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye know, when ye shall see all these things, know that is near, even at the doors. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving into marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get very interesting. That's Matthew 24. I didn't finish it all the way down because I want you to do that. And I would also like for you to read Luke 21 and read the Revelations and read all the Bible. But I'm going to tell you, there are passages that you need to be involved with and understand. Now, for all of the things in Matthew 24, we have Matthew 25, where it is basically telling you to get lamp oil and wicks and to be ready to prepare for the coming of the Lord, to prepare for the bridegroom coming, to prepare for what's going to come down. So if you're prepared, you're going to be more likely to endure to the end, more likely to endure to the end, and you shall be saved, you see. Now, if you lose your life, and if you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you, if you repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and if you're sincere, then he will come and do that. And he'll start to wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. So I will tell you, what we're going to see is just going to be incredible. And men's hearts are going to fail them for what they see come upon the earth, let me tell you. And that's already starting to cause trouble. And let me just say this. If you notice all of the things going on, what are we in? We're in Ordo Ab Chao, you see. Chaos is being promoted around the planet. And we've had good insight and watchfulness in all this. And I was going to tell you, you know, the mimic has been, they've shut down the mimic to a great degree. It's like it's not operating. It's like it has glitches. Because, you see, it was too able to see what was going on. Now, the only thing I can tell you is that if you go to the mimic probably right about now, and if you see if I can just do that, all right? If you go to it right about now, and for those of you know where it's at, if you don't, it's the University of Wisconsin, and, you know, it is a product that is supposedly a tropical moisture product for weather, but, you know, it has got a scenario to where you cannot see it like you normally see it. But if you go to 120 hours, the past 120 hours, instead of the past 24 hours, if you go up on the top line at the top of the page where it's got color scale, layer, domain, time span, animation, the mimic is not working. It appears to be white out. But if you go out to 120 hours, you will see all of the pulses and things that were used to generate the storm, okay, to generate the storm that hit into Louisiana and Mississippi and is now going on up through the Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, Georgia, all of that area off going into off the coast, meeting up with the storm that you also can see at the 120-hour mark that they created coming out of the north, out of the northwest, and the pulse is going down, driving it down. But then you also see the emanation, the beginning of the emanation of this whiteout. And what you see is it coming out of the Arctic Circle, where the Russians, Putin went up there with the Russians to the Russian secret base in the Arctic Circle, and it could be emanating out of there, all right? But here's the thing you got to understand. The ball games are not like your high school versus the other high school. It's not like your college alma mater versus your great rival, you know. It's not like that. It's like people on all different alma maters, all different high schools, people on all the different militaries, all the different intelligence agencies, people in all of the big banks, corporations and stuff. Not all the people in all of those, but a lot of the key people are on the same team, and that's the team of Lucifer, the Illuminati, the New World Order lackeys of Lucifer, the Lightbringer. They're the ones who helped to create, and I said from the beginning, that the likelihood to release the novel coronavirus number 2, which later became COVID-19, that probably decision was probably made in London between the Rothschilds, the Queen of England, and other top Illuminati, and they probably tasked it, I said back then, to MI6, and MI6 said, well, we could have SAS do it, or we could have somebody else do it, or we just arrange for it to be done. Let's give it to the Yanks, okay? That could have been said. But the fact of the matter is, you got Fauci, little Lord Fauci, the demon commie rat. You can see the demon in that guy. You can just watch him for a while and see the demon in that guy. It's in there in his little bitty eyes, okay? And then it comes out and looks at you. And when you talk, see him talk, you can see the demon Fauci, all right? And now he's calling for a mandate, a full mandate. He would like to be the medical dictator, you see, of the United States. And that could very well be a possibility. Because we're not sure how this election thing is going to go down yet. And even if Trump were to have a landslide, you see, but still get close, but not close enough. And where he needs, let's say, quote unquote, Pennsylvania. Where he needs Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, you can be counting these votes, the mail-in votes, 6 days, 10 days later, all right? Because that case didn't go up to the Supreme Court because there weren't enough, you know, there wasn't enough to do it, you see. Now, things came out better in Wisconsin and a few other places. But the Pennsylvania is the thing that is the key here that possibly could trip it up. But they are in the process, they mean the demon commie rats, are in the process of using all, you know, taking all stops out to try to steal this election for Joe Biden. All right? Now, I'm going to tell you and urge you, if you have not voted, you go out and vote. But at this point in the game, I've never liked the early voting, although I'm glad that some have done so and can still do so. The point is to vote. But I never liked the early voting because what it does is they count the votes and it tells the bad guys know the algorithms about how many votes they're going to have to steal. You see, if they steal too many votes and you've got 500% of the votes of the entire electorate, in other words, you got 100,000 voters in a city, let's say a big city, like New York, maybe you say you got, let's just take an arbitrary city. You got 100,000 voters, all right? Well, if they have to all of a sudden, because of the algorithms or what's going on nationwide, steal 500,000 votes in a city of people that don't exist, you cannot do that. But you see, it allows them to set up the stuff to have plenty of time to figure out in the end how many votes they need to steal. Now, a lot of the stuff where they were doing it electronically through the computers, a lot of that stuff has been sort of curtailed a little bit. But I still hear reports, people saying when they pushed the, they wanted to go a straight, like say, Republican ticket, that they took a look at the end before you, as I say, would you like to check your vote? They went back and checked their vote on the machine. And it said they voted a straight Democratic ticket. So then they flipped it. It flipped. So then they put their hand up and then they show it to the poll monitor, you know, the poll worker. And the poll worker says, whoa, I don't know. I've never seen that. So then they say, well, why don't you try this and go back and redo them? You go back and redo them, they look at it again, and it's flipped again. So I've heard that it's taking like 2 to 3 times to get it the way they want it. And then now, that isn't so much done as much as what they used to do. And hopefully they've curtailed this too. They used to be, after the votes were all in, they could then put a whack on it real quick from somewhere down the hall, as was done in a test by the Secretary of State of Georgia a few years back, where he found out that they had sample voting machines and he had his employees go to vote and they voted their deal and they knew what votes were entered and all the things, and they had a tally run of the votes in the voting machine, and then they said, okay, give it your try, your best try. And then a guy down the hall got remote access somehow or another, and then within 2 or 3 seconds flipped the percentages in the machine. So that's how they used to do it. That maybe is being watched a little more. But whatever they can do, they're going to do it. And I don't know at this point, I could not tell you, other than this. The Trafalgar poll, which was basically the only poll that predicted correctly the Trump victory in 2016, including the key states that he won, the battleground states. Now, why it is that everybody has agreed to this Real Clear Politics average of polls? You see, if you have the Trafalgar poll, which says President Trump is leading in these states, and that they predict that President Trump will win the Electoral College vote, win the election with somewhere in the high 270s of the Electoral College votes, 275, 276, 277, whatever it is, and that he'll win the election. However, Kahale, the guy that runs Trafalgar, says the only way this could be defeated would be by somewhere massive voter fraud, the potential for it with the mail-in ballots. But you see, Kahale did say that Trump was going to win. But let's say that's one poll. Then if you had 90 other polls that say Joe Biden is winning Michigan by 14 points, he's winning in Georgia by this and winning in that by that, all these things. Well, that also tends to suppress votes. People say, oh God, Trump don't have, let's just go get a beer, or let's forget about that. We better just hunker down and figure about how to leave the country and go somewhere else, or figure about how we're going to get to our bug out location rather than vote. So the trick is to go ahead and vote and cast your ballot the way that you feel you want to do it. But I'm going to tell you, you ought to also be preparing methodically, like I said, and to step it up a notch. To step it up. Let me tell you about some more of the chaos here. More of the things. I'm going to tell you about something that not well known. All right? And, you know, we've talked about these Google balloon arrays or these platforms that have all of the antennas, the scalar antennas, all the different types of antennas, and the scalar electromagnetic pulse type of portable weapon, and that they put them up 65,000 feet to 80,000 feet. They have a solar power and an ion engine that can keep them up there for a while or move them around a little bit, all right, at a, you know, at a pace that 40, 50 miles an hour, something like that, can adjust their course. So the thing is, Mimic has been turned off, so you can't see that stuff, all right, very well. And also, the amount of problems Yeah, I was just trying to say to you, brother, my brother from Minnesota, turn the thing to 120 hours past. You will see the mimic. You will see what happened prior to the thing. We're not going to be able to see it in real time. So as I told you just a little while ago, you're not going to see it at all. Okay? You're going to see it. I've just clicked on it, and that's what I'm seeing. I go to 120 hours, past 120 hours, and that's the key. Anyway, but that is not the current mimic. That is the past mimic that shows. And that shows and proves what's going on. But now let me go to, once again, I told you about the Red Chinese Corporation, allegedly, launches the loony balloons, the Google balloons for Google. And I've told you, and we've demonstrated in great detail, and provided the information to tell you that the Red Chinese are using this as part of their command and control for an upcoming war, potential war in the United States, which could involve Red Chinese forces coming in, strikes possibly by missiles, or EMP done with cyber, or EMP done with the pop over Nebraska, or, you know, of an EMP type nuclear weapon. And here's the deal. You've got Red Chinese troops in Mexico. You've got them in Canada. All right? And how late is it in Canada? There's a law being done that if Christian parents talk to their children about Christian sexuality and things involving marriage and sex and that type of thing, procreation, if you don't tell the story like the Canadian government wants you to tell it, then you're going to be arrested and they'll take your kids from you. This is a long way down the road. All right. But anyway, the last week I told you about balloon array. And these are like 20, 30 foot platforms with all these specialized cameras, antennas, the solar-powered look, not some little small balloon, one balloon like you see from 1952 or 49 or 47, Roswell, but I'm talking about a panel that's 25, 30 feet long that can suck up all the intelligence and vacuum it all up and sift it out like a mini NSA station, okay? At the same time, here's what I'm getting to the point. We had one up over Pensacola, one out in the Gulf, and one out, in the Atlantic over there, by Puerto Rico and that kind of area, or on down, and then we had others in like a picket line on down towards Venezuela. Now, what that would do, if you're up 60 to 80,000 feet, you can see vast areas of the ocean, the United States, Gulf of Mexico, all of that, and then you can monitor all of that stuff to see where all the U.S. ships, anything taken off from this Air Force base, that Air Force base, activity at Army airfields, activity in Marine Corps, bases, that kind of stuff. You can see a lot of it. And I'm seeing it, I'm telling you, they can look at the wristwatch on your hand and tell the time. If you're texting, they could probably read your text. Uh-huh, yeah. So here's the deal. This past week or so, there was a transport aircraft. There was a transport aircraft that was taken down, and I believe it went down maybe in the mountains of Tennessee, Carolinas, somewhere like in there, and it was a transport plane going to a more secret base. And inside the thing that was taken down were three, let's say, very important intelligence assets, intelligence officers that were the good guys in the U.S. intelligence world. Three good guys. That plane was taken down by, of course, investigating an unknown circumstance. That was taken down according to good guys in the intelligence community, that was taken down by electromagnetic pulse weapon. Now, that doesn't mean that the plane explodes and all of that. That means that you go pop with a pulse, which could probably have been done by the platform, allegedly, that the Red Chinese have over the Pensacola area, roughly up above. Up around 78,000, 80,000 feet, somewhere in there, that does not squawk very often. And they could have popped that plane with that. Because you see, all it takes, you're not obliterating the plane. It's not a disintegrator ray. It is a pulse pop, electromagnetic pulse, that goes in and knocks out all of the electronics and the avionics in the aircraft, which then causes it to go dead duck down into the ground because nobody knows what's going on. The engines quit. The controls don't work. Your gauges aren't working right. And then all of a sudden you just crash into the hillside, okay? We also had, after that one was not very well publicized or talked about, except in the intelligence world. And then in this past week, we had a training flight, which had one of the top trainers in an Air Guard unit, National Air Guard unit, training a female. Well, the top trainer was a female training another woman pilot, all right? And that went down in that same general area, like in Georgia or South Carolina, Georgia, into North Carolina, Tennessee. It went down in that area. I forget the exact place it went down. That plane just fell out of the sky as well. Training accident, unknown causes, bop, bop, bop. We've been talking about this for a long time. Been telling you about, remember the F-16? Went down in the Georgia mountains, coming out of South Carolina. I told you about the helicopters at Navarre Beach, and I've been telling you about the use of these weapons by the Spetsnaz and also by the Red Chinese. Now, if we have a scenario where the Red Chinese by Lord Fauci, little Lord Fauci, the demon Fauci, who gave $3.7 million allegedly to the Wuhan doctors, including the Batwoman, okay, allegedly, who had also the University of North Carolina. She had a mentor from there, allegedly. And they gave him $3.7 million to make a new bat virus, be the worst it could be, and they grafted on, allegedly, parts of the HIV virus that make it very susceptible for people to catch it. So this Chinese flu, the Kung flu, as Trump calls it, was probably still released by somebody that affected the release on orders. SAS, it could have been another special ops unit. It could have been somebody in the Luciferian Illuminati deep state of the United States in the intelligence or military world, because it was released originally back during the special ops games in Wuhan, China, where also my source back there said he was there looking at stuff in Wuhan when they turned on the entire 5G. And the 5G, you see, is being ramped up in America big time. And the 5G can pulse. If you watched the final warning, Steve Quayle's broadcast, live stream the other day of all the stuff, the final warning, Lisa Havens showed a document. And incidentally, go to stevequayle.com, click on the final warning, and order the set of the DVDs. Order a set of the DVDs and watch them. So I think they've got them at the ready or pretty quick at the ready. Or you can still go up and get video on demand, I believe. Call them also. Call them up and ask them. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them old Hawk sent you. When you call him, if you get Steve or his manager, Daryl, if you get Steve's son, Tyler, then you get, tell him old Hawk sent you and have him get you fixed up to where you can see all these final warnings that were done. And hopefully we got time for you to even understand that. But we got an election next Tuesday. Brother Quayle is talking about full possibility of full war with China. I've been telling you about it, and I just told you that it looks like some of the good guy intelligence people got taken out. And they were allegedly going to an ATS above top secret base somewhere, possibly in Tennessee, possibly on the other side of the line from Fort Campbell. I don't know that, but possibly. All kind of stuff going on. The fires are still going on. The snow and ice storms that were created and the cold that came down from up north that could have been done by the Russians or by U.S. Lucy's allowing that and assisting in that. You see, if you have a head of the CIA or the head of an FBI or the head of some other, you know, a general or admirals are in the mix with the Luciferian crowd, then you see they can order that. You can have somebody in a ultra black world of science, like a DARPA world or something like that, or somebody that works for a corporation where everything is sublimated in the corporation to preclude it from being accessed by some FOIA request, okay? So consequently, we're about ready to go to war with China. We're about ready to have a problem with elections. Even if Trump wins, then already, per sources I've got, sent it to Steve and I today, And his comments out of the Antifa BLM world, let's say the lefty commie world in the Portland area, and they're talking about blocking the roads, blocking the bridges, burning the stores and stuff again. They're tying in information about what was done in Bolivia in the recent past in an election. We're hearing all about it. We see a ramp up in Philadelphia. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can have an MK Ultra subject who's a nut or can be access given through a shrink or through a shrink hospital or shrink department to where you can get a guy like in Philadelphia that comes at the cops with a knife regardless. That's one way. The other way, you can just say you set up a scenario like that and then you have the demons, the devil and his people go to work on it. The demons take over in the guy's head and tell him, do this, do that. And then pretty soon, cops are going to shoot you because that's what they're going to have to do. Because if you're charging them, and if you're within 20 feet, which this guy was, with a knife, that's a deadly weapon. You can shoot and shoot and shoot, and you should shoot because if nothing else, the guy could throw the weapon or close the distance. He could close the distance on a quick leap or flash leap towards a policeman. He could take a round and still finish up and stick a knife in a guy's throat, all right, or pop him into the, somewhere in the neck or something like that. That's why they use deadly force, and that's why each one of the officers shot 7 times. Pow, 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 okay? Of course, they should have just taken a psychologist out there and had a psychologist. Maybe the psychologist could have been backed up by a lawyer. That would have been good. A lawyer and a psychologist, and maybe they could have taken a social worker and a politician with them, too, and let that guy go after them. Or I guess Joe Biden would be so good, he could just shoot him in the leg. Each officer could have shot him in one leg, and that would have knocked him down. But you see, then he would have bled out, and it had been the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So all of this stuff is ongoing, and there is no coincidence. There is no coincidence involved when you see these things start to happen. This stuff is planned out, either by the devil or by somebody else. Another thing, when you take away the mimic, the real-time ability to swatch stuff, and even some other weather channel, weather stuff is not quite kosher like it used to be. It's not as informative to me as it used to be in some of these weather deals. It's because they're limiting access because, oh, this is all climate change, isn't it? Okay? All climate change. But let's go back to the Red Chinese. They're taking stuff down. We've had the scenario where they took out, the Russians took out the Donald S. Cook, turned off the Arleigh Burke class destroyers. Remember back a few years ago? They took out, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them? They changed the course of the Chinese vessel in the Sea of Japan. The big vessel carrying all the containers and changed course in the middle of the night. Then you got the duty officer supposedly not paying attention on the ship. One of the Arleigh Burke class destroyers. And then that thing rams right in. Where did it ram? Right into the berths where the people sleep that run the computers and the weapon systems. And all of that entire Aegis-type system. They bunk and sleep near where they work. And we had several incidents like that. and then all of the different things. It's just like all of the train derailments that I've told you about, and all of the fires and the explosions and all the stuff going on. You know, until we kicked out in Houston and load all the Texas people down there, the good Texas peace officers, you know, in the old certain areas down in there, in the crossroads and places. And to my old friends out in California, too. The old L.A. peace officers. The old chips, retired chips, and all the good people up and down the line in the law enforcement committee. No, let's just call them peace officers. You keep the peace. That's what you do. You stick with the people as best you can. You keep the peace. And when the time comes to take care of it, it's, you know, riot gun, and you stop the riot. Instead of letting it go on and rampage through every store in town and burn it down. So we got all of this social stuff going on, the social justice. All these people all ready to go. And they're going to start coming in the neighborhoods. They're going to start coming into rural areas. They're going to do, and they're going to do targeted things. And the revolution is on. You add in the Red Chinese in Canada, the Red Chinese in Mexico. You also have the submarine, the Red Chinese sub, that was off the Baja that we told you was launching some of these loony balloons, didn't we? We told you all about that, but they've moved that a little bit. That sub is a little further out now. When you start to do ships on fire in, you know, San Diego, then this stuff is starting to really go wild. Now, let me just read you something here real quick. I had this prepared because the Tesla howitzer and its mode of action. Tom Bearden talked about this years ago. For one thing, there is no delivery of anything to any place. Bombs are obsolete. So are the planes to get them there. No helicopters necessary. All current nuclear devices are rendered nearly useless by electronic dudding. Some of that may not be exactly true now. But two scalar antenna, together along with computers to control them, make up a scalar interferometer. And according to Colonel Bearden, the Russians have hundreds of such installations. Already, their interferometers are called Tesla howitzers. They can deliver a giant blast of energy to the distant target site, true action at a distance. The first howitzer mode is called the exothermic mode of operation because immense electromagnetic energy blasts outward at the target site. The blast of a scalar howitzer can be of a near nuclear level in destructiveness and can be repeated easily at that place or nearby or anywhere. But you can use that at a lesser power and setting and destroy all the electronics in the target area. Thus, they can render nuclear missiles inoperable. They can take planes out of the air, helicopters, all what I'm trying to tell you. And you can go on down to a narrow beam and just make it one place rather than a larger area. So that also, you can use that to then dial up frequencies with a narrow beam and pulse them at a particular person or home or neighborhood, okay? You could take a particular frequency and pulse it at a black man living in Philadelphia, all right, who has a mental problem. And you could cause things to go wrong. You could do this and turn on cancer. You could turn on the susceptibility for cells to acquire the COVID-19 or some other kind of a bug. You see, the people that tell you, blah, 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 we don't have any of that, they don't know. This information I just read you has been available for years from Tom Bearden. Scalar interferometry, Teslas, Tesla domes, heat and cold dudding. 10 nations have them. Dead man fusing, insane systems, scalar strategies, earthquakes, weather wars, solar storms, mind attacks. They even leased some of these to the Yakuza. Okay. The Russians used to have a service that they could change the weather to make your weather good in any area on a given date if you hired them. So this stuff exists. This stuff exists. Been telling you about it since 2004, haven't I? Brother Quayle been telling you about it since the 90s. Now, like for instance, in certain mountain counties and stuff in, let's just say, Pennsylvania and New York State, you know, you got Allegheny Mountains up in there, COVID cases are up 25% in those areas. You got them up where else? Pennsylvania is a battleground state, isn't it? Cases are up in Florida, aren't they? Cases are up in, Wisconsin. Cases are up in Texas. And in some areas, really going up, a lot of the battleground states, quote unquote, are where the cases are going up. Now, Lisa Haven, I was telling you about that. She had a document that was on there that showed the study that showed how the 5G telephones, so the 5G phones, the 5G systems can turn on, cause, or create in human beings, can create the COVID-19. Either by, you can do it this way, you can do a pulse rate that would tease the cells to accept whatever was there, or you could actually do the frequency of the COVID-19 and cause it to appear. Now, they can't do that on every single person, and depending on your strength, the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, some of you can't be gotten. You can be hurt. You can maybe be gotten, but you're not going to get necessarily killed. If you are killed and you are saved and the Lord Jesus is your Savior, you'll have everlasting life with Him in heaven. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game if you still can, and I hope that we still will be here. But anything is most needed. Most wanted. Could be FRNs, Federal Reserve notes. Could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Anything can be sent. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless everybody who has sent some over here. That has kept me up on the air and kept me able to continue to doing it, which it's just amazing to me. It seems like it's snapped my fingers and it's 16 years plus down the road. But if you've listened over the years, then you are very well prepared. And if you start just now listening and you're getting the picture and you now have eyes to see and ears to hear, then you're getting prepared. And I'm going to tell you to continue to prepare no matter how much you got, because we don't know how long this stuff could last if we go into what I told you last week. Biden is basically calling for dark winter to occur. That is an attempt to call dark winter into existence. Dark winter was a scenario wherein smallpox, a virus, is released and then spreads rapidly and starts really killing a lot of people. In other words, a nastier killing virus. We got the COVID-19 seems to be erupting everywhere. I think they're using the scalar and the 5G, turning it up and pulsing certain frequencies and stuff. And you'll see it appearing right in these battleground states. You'll also see a lot of the strength in the area where the storm came through, where the hurricane Zeta. Well, you know, the Zetas are the killer. They were the Mexican cartel boys who used to be the special forces of the Mexican army, the Zetas, that were trained by U.S. Green Berets back in the 80s. Because they went in and took out the farmers, you know, Comandante Cinco and all of that. What did they call them, the Zapatistas or whatever back in those days? And there was one period in time where the Zetas went through with advisors from U.S. military, and they went through the jungles, and they killed everything that moved, okay? You talk about a mad moment, it was mad several days, all right? And they went through and took out a lot of the farmers who happened to back then want to get a higher price than 25 cents a bushel on their corn. When the going price in the United States was $4. Be that as it may, that's history. The stuff is starting to fall. You're in a Rome that's collapsing. The barbarians are already inside the gate. Not only that, but the Luciferians are running a lot of the shows in the intelligence and military world, the banking world, and in the tops of some of the largest religions. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to be wild weasel. Food, water, purification like the Berkey and extra filters of all of it, whatever type of filtration you get. But you need to get something that will take out viruses, bacteria, and the parasites, okay, and the chemicals. Those black Berkey filters that will go in the Berkeys, and they may fit some other filters too. They might fit in some of the others because there might be a possibility. But if you can't get it, you need to get one of those. And have plenty of extra filters. And also be redundant in terms of water. Store water. Use the aerobic 7, the oxygenation processes, to keep it clear for up to 5 years of any kind of problem. And then filter through your Berkey, okay? That black Berkey filter will take out about 99% of all chemicals, and then you can get additional filters that will take out arsenic and some other nasty stuff that are hard to take out. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, continue to prepare as best you can. Canned meat, Spam, canned chicken, SpaghettiOs and meatballs, chunky soup. And I'm telling you, get the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, and the same thing. Progresso soups are excellent. Don't get the condensed. If that's all you can buy, then you can afford that, then do it. But that's going to require water. You get the regular Campbell's soup, condensed soup. Get the chunky version. It's got the juice and the water and the gravy already in it. And think about one of those as being a ration for the day for one person. That's just a way to look at it. If you could eat a big old chunky sirloin burger or a Progresso beef and barley, or you could even get, like, if you just a minestrone soup or a noodles, chicken and noodles kind of a thing, whatever it is, bean with bacon, whatever it is, all right, then that's a ration for one person for the day. If you got some dandelion greens, okay, or other greens, or even edible flowers, and you'd have to look all that up, look in the books for what edible flowers there are, you might be able to grow some. And use that to supplement, because you can get some of the vitamin C and stuff can come out of that. But edible flowers, then if you stored grain or even flour, you can store like flour and grain with food grade diatomaceous earth. That will kill bugs. You can also put it in buckets and put the oxygen absorbers or the old dry ice. In the old days, people used to use it to do that. Put the oxygen absorber, put it in there, and pack it in the tight bucket. If you can get long-term storage food that'll last up to 20 years or something, then by all means, get it. That's harder to come by than it used to be. But if you check and don't say, oh, well, I checked my one source and they can't get it for 15 weeks. But I'm going to tell you what. Don't go into their lucidary at night without a fight. The war is basically about on, civil-wise and World War III-wise. Don't go into their lucidary at night without a fight. Fight a man and women about or use your high-tech strength blows against the enemies of our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus. Ha! Ha! Bending a race, I know you're very old, Mickey the Poor. Road crack. You can get in shape, boys, because we're counting on you. And the next generation is bad. Me, though, stand against the unpassable. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Albee. Find abundance. Good night.